This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You look at some of the new shows on Netflix, like House of Cards with Kevin Spacey and the much-awaited return of Arrested Development, and you can tell that company just isn't waiting on producers anymore. It's making its own shows, and then it's dropping them online so you can watch all of them, 13 episodes apiece, give or take, in one sitting, should you so choose. Their latest offering, Orange is the New Black, premieres tonight, and a second season has already been ordered up. Ted Sarandos is Chief Content Officer at Netflix. Ted, it's good to have you on.
Great to be here.
It occurs to me that, making, in essence, a show that people are going to binge watch, right? That's the new thing. It's not unlike making a 13-hour movie, really. So does that change how you program things? Did that change how you look for shows?
We want to create shows and create worlds that people can spend a lot of time with. And it's funny, you know, people talk a lot about binge viewing, like, you know, as if people actually clear the calendar, you know, put some toothpicks in their eyes and watch TV. But truth of it is, most people watch a couple of episodes at a time. But this is really programmed to be addictive programming, the kind of storytelling that keeps you hooked when you know it's middle of the night and you have to get up early, but you still stay up and watch one more. And those are the kind of shows that we look for, and we think Orange is one of those.
And it changes, I mean, even how you write the show, because you don't have to deal with the whole previously on Orange is the New Black and coming up next week on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's actually probably the most profound part of the change, which is typically on a TV series, the writers of the show are writing for their life almost every episode.
Hmm.
When someone sits down to write a Netflix show, they know there's going to be a 13th hour when they write the first hour. And that really does impact your ability to tell stories.
Why did you guys go to original programming? I mean, that's all the rage these days. Amazon's doing it. Everybody and their dog is doing it. Why did you guys decide to do it?
So we have a big subscriber base, as you know,
Yeah. And
they have a big appetite for serialized drama. So when we started looking at this and looking at the bigger television ecosystem, you start seeing that there's not that many great serialized TV shows being made for TV because the economics are lousy. They don't sell into syndication well. The DVD sales that used to be quite dependable are no longer that dependable. And they're very expensive to produce.
Yeah.
And that perhaps if this is what our subscribers want to watch, we should, you know, learn the muscle of creating it for them.
Who's your competition? Are you worried about Amazon Video and HBO Go and all of them?
Yeah, anyone who is trying to get the attention of a viewer is competition on some level. I don't know that our specific competitor has really emerged yet at all. Channels like HBO are becoming much more like Netflix, and we need to stay ahead of the curve in terms of original programming and technology enhancements to make things, not just make the content that people watch better, but make the experience of watching it better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, we are unique in the cable universe in that our business is purely direct to consumer. We're constantly asking our customers how we're doing because it's so simple and easy to join and so simple and easy to quit.
You guys also have the liberty, it seems to me, of not having to worry about what the ratings are, the external ratings, and in some way what the critics say, because you have all this data on us. You know how many of us are going to watch this thing. You know how many of us are watching House of Cards. I mean, you know all that stuff.
Yeah, and we know with a pretty high degree of confidence going in. Now, of course, these shows have got to execute well, but I always love that phrase when people say that this is a good idea, but it's execution dependent.
Yeah.
As if anything in life is not execution dependent. Hmm. As if breathing is execution dependent. So, yes, we have all the elements of a good show that lines up with the viewing data that we have, but it's still, the show has to be well executed. We're obviously taking a very different model than the networks. You know, some of the networks are developing 50 to 70 pilots a year. And that's a lot of programming that never gets seen by anybody. So I think in some ways it's far less risky for me to produce a whole season of content. And then I'm just risking that we do a good job of audience matching, which is what we, you know, do best.
You must actually get sick and tired of watching television. I mean, come on, right?
No, I do this because I love it. I mean, I do this because I absolutely
love it. Come on. You have to watch television like 19 hours a day.
I grew up in front of a television.
Yeah, well, we all do.
To me, it's an extension of my childhood, what I'm doing here. So I love it.
Ted Sarandos, he's the Chief Content Officer at Netflix. Their new series, Orange is the New Black, hits the web tonight at midnight. Ted, thanks a lot.
Thank you.